Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. A whole new stage of investigation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says about a presidential phone call with Ukraine's leader, adding if the Director of National Intelligence doesn't give Congress details about a whistleblower's complaint, it'll be lawlessness. Democratic Chair of the House Intel Committee Adam Schiff told CNN it might be impeachable.
If the president is essentially withholding military aid at the same time that he is trying to browbeat a foreign leader into doing something illicit.
Now, President Trump says it was a perfect phone call, and Ukraine's government says there was no pressure. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president's spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham telling Fox and Friends the White House may be ready to cooperate.
I do think that perhaps releasing this kind of a transcript could set a bad precedent. He's willing to do it, I think, but there's a lot of other people, lawyers and the such, that may have a problem with it.
President Trump confirmed yesterday that he spoke to the newly elected Ukrainian president in July about possibly investigating Joe Biden and his son Hunter. It's not clear if this conversation is at the heart of the whistleblower's complaint. Dave?
Well, John, President Trump's in New York at the UN for talks with world leaders, and he'll go to a religious freedom event. He will not attend a climate change summit. A British tour company, Thomas Cook, has gone bust, shutting down. CEO Peter Fankhauser admits
this outcome will be devastating to many people.
Hundreds of thousands of travelers are stranded around the world, and 21,000 Thomas Cook workers just lost their jobs. Game of Thrones may be over, but the HBO show is still winning Emmys, getting Best Drama for the fourth time.
These last 10 years have been the best years of our lives, and for everyone who worked with us on it, I can't believe we finished it. I can't believe we did it. We did it all together, and it's over.
That's producer David Benioff on the Fox show. Fleabag won for Best Comedy, one of Amazon Prime's 15 Emmys. HBO won a total of 34 awards. Netflix got 27. America's listening to Fox News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors, who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Weeks after Hurricane Dorian devastated some Bahamas islands, more than 1,000 people remain unaccounted for. Many still may be buried under rubble, so the number of deaths is expected to rise well above the 52 now confirmed. There are two more tropical storms in the Atlantic, and a third maybe.
Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands are now under a tropical storm warning, expecting to feel impacts from Tropical Storm Karen. The cyclone is about 180 miles west of St. Vincent, but those high winds and heavy rain could start affecting areas inside the warning zone in 36 hours. A half a foot of rain will fall on Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Jerry prompts a storm watch for Bermuda, and a new tropical depression forming last night off the African coast is moving west, and it will become a hurricane this week. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The murder trial starts today in Dallas for a white police officer fired after killing a black neighbor last year. Amber Geiger claims she shot him thinking he was an intruder in her home after she mistakenly entered the wrong apartment on the fourth floor of her building. She lives on the third floor. Police in Pittsburgh are investigating a mass drug overdose yesterday. Three men died, four more hospitalized.
The seven men are believed to have taken drugs together in an apartment building on Pittsburgh's south side. All were wearing orange wristbands indicating they were at an event before heading to the building. Wendell Hisrick, the city's public safety director, says officers have been getting information from organizers of the event where the men may have been.
It is providing us some guidance and investigative avenues to look at what is currently going on here with these victims.
Police believe this is an isolated incident and not a case of tainted drugs being passed around.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed ahead of the opening bell later this hour. Down for the Dow, up for the NASDAQ. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A motorcyclist who apparently hit the bumper of a car he was trying to pass south of Westville on Saturday was seriously injured. Police say it happened on Illinois 1 just south of County Road 1050 North. The News Gazette says the 52-year-old motorcyclist went to pass the car driven by a 45-year-old Danville woman, but hit the car's bumper and was thrown from the motorcycle. The motorcyclist was expected to be ticketed for driving under the influence and other violations like failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident, driving without insurance, and following too closely. The female driver was not hurt. Federal money is coming to Willard Airport to do work on airport taxi lighting, signs, and underground wiring. Congressman Rodney Davis announced on Friday that Willard Airport is getting a $1.3 million grant from the Federal Aviation Administration. It is the second grant from the FAA to that airport this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you want the job done? Or the job done right. If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
Are you looking to buy a new house, a car, a boat, motorcycle, or ATV? Is there a vacation that you've been longing to take? Come see me, George Griffin, at Prospect Bank for life's big moments. We're in the game with leading loan rates. Apply online at bankprospect.com or at the nearest branch location. Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank, helping opportunities become reality. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated 33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
Okay, we do have another offer. This will be at the Ghost Stever website, ghoststever.com. That's where you register to win stuff online. And so here's what's happening at 10:30 this morning at GhostStever.com. I'm giving out $1,000, $100 at a time. If you are not a current client of Prospect Bank, that's right at Prospect and Kirby in Champaign. They love dogs. Take your dog in. I'll give you $100 if you go open a checking account at Prospect Bank. So to be eligible, you have to have registered. You still have time between now and 10:30. Just go to GhostStever.com. GhostEver.com. Register, won't take long. And then at 10:30 this morning, you go on, say, show me my offers, and then click accept. And if you're a minute late, you'll probably miss them all. That's how fast these things go. And then click on interested in future offers, because we are beginning to hold a few back for folks like that.
Okay.
Because it is very difficult to win, because so many of you have registered far more than we expected. So, GhostStever.com, 10:30. You can't be a current. You have to be somebody brand new. You've never been to Prospect Bank.
Okay.
$100 is what I'm giving you to go in and open a checking account. All right, here is your weather forecast. Overcast of the Pines in Urbana.
Partly cloudy and a high 76 expected today. 52 our low tonight. Clouds tomorrow with a high 79, low 60. 40% chance of morning showers on Wednesday. High 79. Sunny on Thursday with a high 74. We're currently at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Scientists believe they discovered why former heroin users relapse, which could be a game changer in battling America's growing opiate epidemic. Addiction specialist with a career that spans 20 years, Chief Strategy Officer for Recovery Unplugged, Paul Pellinger from Fort Lauderdale. Good morning, Paul. Great to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Are you a recovering addict?
I am.
Tell me your story.
My story is that at a very early age, through peer pressure, I certainly started experimenting with certain drugs to the point where it led me to a bottom. I look back at it in hindsight now, and I'm grateful for it because I've been in the field of treating addiction now for about 30 years. As you mentioned, Chief Strategy Officer of Recovery Unplugged, and I'm actually grateful that a lot of attention is now being given to not only changing the stigma attached to addiction, raising awareness, but also hopefully these scientific medical studies now will start opening doors for solutions such as we have at Recovery Unplugged, which is using the power of music to appeal to the same pleasure centers of the brain that drugs and alcohol do.
Mm. Well, tell me about the study and why folks relapse. What's it saying?
It's basically saying this. After you assault your brain and body with drugs and or alcohol, and then all of a sudden you stop, the same synapse points that are the pleasure centers of the brain have a tough time readjusting. So a lot of people in early recovery experience depression and anxiety. And if you do that long enough, why stay clean? You're going to go back to what works, and that's, in this particular case, opiates. So the reality is they're identifying it, and that's a good thing. I don't want to mislead your audience into thinking that some magic pill is going to be the cure-all here, but at least we're on the right, track of identifying that this is a literal brain disorder and disease versus a moral issue.
Do we know, Paul Pellinger, exactly what it is in the brain that allows some folks to simply do this and be okay and get off of stuff or never get on stuff, and then the others just cannot? There's something tugging chemically? Isn't that true?
Yes. The reality is, and a lot of your listeners are probably avid sports fans, and if you think of a lot of athletes who unfortunately experience chronic pain throughout their life through getting hit all the time.
Yeah, right.
They get put on these pain medications. And right now, if you and I were to take pain medication every day for 2 or 3 weeks and then suddenly stop, we would go through withdrawal.
Mm.
Okay? If you do that year after year, right, it just makes it that much tougher. There's definitely some pre-genetic disposition. In other words, your parents or grandparents might have been addicts and alcoholics. There's also, the way you were raised. There's a lot of factors. It's really what we call a cumulative effect.
Okay, so there's hope out there. You don't have to be an addict forever. Why so many dying from this opiate crisis? What's your perspective on that, Paul?
Yeah, there's a variety of different things. First of all, when people originally get hooked on the pain medication and then the doctors stop prescribing them, they go to heroin. Heroin, unfortunately, has been mixed with fentanyl, which is probably 1,000 times stronger. And unfortunately, people, are dying. It's the combination of these drugs that unfortunately are killing anybody. I'm just grateful Recovery Unplugged has a solution that's showing 4 times better results than the national average. And we have locations all over the country. So I'm glad we're talking about the problem, but I think we should be talking about the solution as well.
All right, Paul, how do people reach out to Recovery Unplugged?
You can go on recoveryunplugged.com. We have locations all over the country, and I personally wanted to thank you. We're probably helping more people than you know today, Stevie.
Well, God bless you and your life's work, because you're a perfect example of it's not hopeless. There is hope, and you've done it, and you're doing it. Paul, good work.
Thank you, sir.
814, Paul Pellinger in Fort Lauderdale this morning, Recovery Unplugged, ESPN 93.5. Sports headlines next.
What's up, guys? It's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. I just wanted to remind you about all of our weekly specials here at Rosati's in Urbana. Monday means the start of another work week, but on the positive side, it also means we do our deep dish slice and a drink for $6.50. Then Monday night, we're making up tons of thin crust pizzas, all for half price. So stop by and see us. Remember, Monday, it's those deep dish slices for lunch, half price thin crust pizzas after 4 for dinner. Rosati's Pizza is guaranteed to get you motivated for another work week. Find us at 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
All right, quarter after ESPN 93.5, sports headlines.
Some great baseball over the weekend within a run each game, and yesterday in the sweep, it was cinched by the St. Louis Cardinals at Wrigley once again. First time in 98 years they've had a four-game sweep at Wrigley against the Cubs. 3-2 was the final yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This is Ricky Horton along with John Rooney. Paul Goldschmidt gave the Cardinals the lead in the top of the ninth.
The 2-2 pitch for Paul Goldschmidt. Goldie swings and hits it fair inside the third base bag down the left field line. Edmund is going to score. Goldschmidt around second base, and he'll hold there with a go-ahead double in the ninth. Oh, man.
And in the bottom of the ninth, Andrew Miller pitched the Cardinals to a victory and a sweep in Chicago.
Horner back in the batter's box, crowding the plate, adjusting the batting helmet. 1-for-3 today, 3 out of 15 in the series, including a home run. The two-strike pitch with two outs, a swing and a fly ball center field. Here comes a Rosarena. He makes the catch, a Redbird winner. The Cardinals are going to play in October. The final at Wrigley Field in a four-game sweep, 3-2 all.
3-2 the final, the Cardinals over the Cubs, and the Cardinals are going to the postseason. But first, they have to play six games, three in Arizona, and we're on the air tonight at 7:45.
And again, the exuberance was because just didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Cubs have dominated St. Louis up there. And this was a critical, again, I said, if the Cardinals can get one win, I'm going to be okay. And they got four, and nobody thought that would happen.
That's right. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 4-3 yesterday. So, of course, they're still in contention. And the Cubs face Pittsburgh tomorrow with a 6:05 start on US 105.9. Detroit was beating the Chicago White Sox, and that final was 6-3. White Sox hosting Cleveland tomorrow. And on to the NFL. Green Bay over Denver, 27-16. Colts over Atlanta, 27-24. Saints over Seattle, 33-27. And the late game, the Rams over Cleveland, 20-13. Bears and Washington tonight. And we'll look forward to that in the D.C. area. Illinois was beat by Nebraska, 42-43. We led for three quarters. There are some real bright spots. They'll have the week off this coming Saturday and gear up for a game at Minnesota as we get into October. Illinois volleyball wins in that Bulldog brawl. Now they'll start their Big Ten action on Friday against number one Nebraska. So Saturday. So keep that in mind Friday night in Huff Hall. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, we'll take our Fox Business Minute here coming up shortly. I don't want this to, like, I'm not at all.
Like rubbing it in.
I don't want to do that. We carry the Cubs on U.S., and I want the Cubs to make the playoffs. I just didn't want them to win the division. So. You got to win the rest. Right. It's possible. But here's how John Rooney sounded on Saturday on the back-to-back Jacks.
Pitches. Molina hits it high and deep left center field. Back to the track, the wall. Connor, tie game in the ninth. One pitch from Kimbrel, unbelievable. 8-8 at Wrigley Field. A swing and a long one. Home run, Paul DeJong. Left center field. Back-to-back Jack. The Cardinals have taken the lead in the ninth.
Wow. It's just unbelievable. But this is going to be the kind of the Ryan Sandberg off Bruce Sutter moment for the Cardinals for a while, because that was unbelievable. They won one in the 10th, two of them in the 9th.
Uh-huh.
Here's your weather.
We've got a high 76 expected with partly cloudy and breezy conditions, down to around 52 this evening. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 79, low 60. A 40% chance of morning rain in the forecast Wednesday, high 79. Sunny on Thursday, high 74. 64 now. ESPN 93.5.
All right, again, 10:30 at GhostStever.com. I'm giving you $100 to open a bank account. It's a checking account at Prospect Bank at Prospect and Kirby Champaign. You have to go and set it up. I'll give you the $100. I'll seed your checking account. GhostStever.com. Make sure you're registered. Then at 10:30 sharp, be online. Push accept to give you $100. Wow. You have to be a new customer. 8:20.
From the Bucks Business Network, Overstock has named a new chief executive, Jonathan Johnson, who's already with the company. Its previous CEO, Patrick Byrne, resigned in August and later sold all of his company's stock. The home furnishings company also says it's lowering its forecast for the year. Among the issues it's facing, increased costs caused by tariffs on goods made in China and increased freight costs. Discount fashion chain Primark says it's planning to expand in the U.S. It currently has 9 stores in the Northeast. Primark's headquarters is in Dublin. It's a subsidiary of Associated British Foods. Another car maker has a deal to develop self-driving vehicles. Hyundai is partnering with auto parts maker Aptiv. Kia Motors will also participate in the joint venture, valued at $4 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Minuteman Press. Give them a try. If you own a business or you're hosting an event, head to their website, cuprinting.com, for more information.
Well, it's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you are looking for appliances, they are the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. They have locations in Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, and Champaign. They offer discount pricing on quality products and brands like Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GP, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selections. Walk on in their store and their sales folks will know exactly what they're talking about when it comes to deep knowledge about what you want to buy. And you can receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit if you are looking for an appliance. They do it all the time. They know what they're doing. They'll take care of you. Locally owned since 1977 in Central Illinois, the largest independent appliance dealer. Go to appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and get that peace of mind knowing you got that side-by-side, and she's a beauty. Bears tonight, Monday Night Football, Bears at Washington. I believe the Bears will win that. I think they should.
Well, we're 1-1 and 0-2.
Yeah, Washington looking for their first win. Bears are better. Let's just see if they can pull that off in the nation's capital. The Cardinals will play tonight. We'll have it for you later. I think it's 8:40.
Yep, against Arizona.
Which would be a 7:55 pregame. Cardinals pregames are 55 minutes.
Alex Young for the Diamondbacks and Adam Wainwright for the Cardinals.
Okay, and then the Cubs are off today. Milwaukee's off today. They'll both play tomorrow, Milwaukee and Cincinnati, which, again, I think Cincinnati can beat Milwaukee. I don't think Pittsburgh can beat anybody. So the Cubs could get 3 in a row headed to St. Louis with hopefully a chance still. They're going to need help, of course, from I guess you get help from Philadelphia, who plays Washington. If Philadelphia beats Washington, they have a 5-game series. If Washington loses a bunch and the Cubs could sneak in that way, they just have to win.
Larry texted in at 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5. Cards haven't been to the postseason since 2015. It's okay to be excited.
Yeah, I think that's – and again, Cardinals and the Cubs get real tired of this. We're real spoiled. It's every year or bust. So for a three-year gap, and then they didn't make a move at the trade deadline, and, oh, this is on Mozeliak, and we're a bad team – and for 8 weeks, we were pretty bad. It just, that's what is so exhilarating about this, is that no way this is going to happen this year. And they stuck to the guns. They stuck to their guys, and it worked.
Yes.
I mean, they're playing terrific baseball at the right time of year. All right, got a break for the news. Be back. You're always welcome to text us, 359-2255. And what to do about Lovey and the Fighting Illini football team. I truly enjoyed my experience. It was electric. It was really, really electric.
44,000 plus, 10,000 plus being from Nebraska.
Yeah, they traveled well. Yep, and they were there, and they were pretty subdued for three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
They really were, because they didn't see this coming being a two-touchdown favorite. They thought their Huskers were going to roll, and they might have had they not had all the four turnovers, which we converted into points. We only had 299 yards total offense. They had nearly 700. So they were Martinez, their quarterback, is terrific up and down the field. But at what point is a moral victory just not good enough? I love the atmosphere. I thought the Illini hit hard. We just can't stop anybody right now, and you can't win a lot of football if you can't stop them. Our offense, our running game is really, really good. Saw some things I liked a lot. We couldn't really throw the ball, which I don't quite understand. Jeremy Warner will dig into all that. Well, we didn't have many passing yards, but we sure are good running. So we'll see. We're off this week. All those bruises and bumps that these guys are so sore front part of the week when their bodies take those kinds of hits, they'll have a chance to recover and get ready for at Minnesota, which if you're thinking bowl, that's a must win now. That's a must win. Okay, 359-2255, you want to chime in? Yeah, so close. It is 8:27 ESPN 93.5.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump has said that he'd love to release the transcript of his July phone call with Ukraine's president, calling the conversation beautiful. The White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham tells Fox and Friends it could set a bad precedent.
When foreign leaders come together to speak, they need to be able to speak candidly.
Someone in the intelligence community filed a whistleblower complaint about promises made during the call. The president is acknowledging that he spoke with Ukraine's president about Joe Biden's son Hunter's work with the Ukrainian energy company, but denies trying to pressure him into reinvestigating it. President Trump will be at the United Nations today.
President Trump set to speak at the Global Call to Protect Religious Freedom event today, where he'll call on the international community to take concrete steps to prevent attacks against people on the basis of their religion or beliefs.
Fox's John Decker. The president has several meetings set up with other world leaders at the UN over the next 3 days. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah. So much rhythm. Babysitting your kids while they play the jazziest jazz I've ever heard jazzed is totally fine. But what's actually frustrating is the check you're handing me and the days it will take to clear. Next time, just send me money with Zelle.
Night out better. Pay your sitter easily with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
Hey, man, you want to grab some lunch?
Sure, but it's got to be somewhere quick.
I got the perfect place.
Okay, the food won't be that good if it's fast, though.
They actually have fast service and great food.
Really? Well, if it's both fast and quality, it's probably high priced.
Nope, the lunch specials are only $6.
I assume it's a pretty small menu, then.
Nope, over 80 entrees to choose from.
Bad service?
Nope.
Dirty tables?
Nope.
What is this place?
It's El Toro in Champaign. Let's go!
Visit El Toro at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign today.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 14 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign man who caused the death of his four-month-old son. Jaytuan Mobley pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and endangering the life of a child and the death of Kendall Spicer. The News Gazette says Mobley could get out in 7 years. The child's mother had left Kendall in Mobley's care on January 18th. Mobley initially gave conflicting accounts of what happened to the child, ultimately admitting that he hit the child's head on a cabinet. Federal money is coming to Willard Airport to do work on airport taxi lighting, signs, and underground wiring. Congressman Rodney Davis announced on Friday that Willard Airport is getting a $1.3 million grant from the Federal Aviation Administration. It is the second grant from the FAA to that airport this year. Davis said that brings the total 2009 federal investment in Willard Airport to more than $11.2 million. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hey!
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased. All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, for all your janitorial and equipment needs. Their reviews are fabulous. They love Betsy and Brad Parks. Their team, locally owned and operated at CMI. One review says, we're so happy to have found CMI. What an awesome team. We've worked with Betsy Parks and Mindy Smith. They've each gone above and beyond for us. We're truly in a bind when it came to our floors. Not only has CMI had the products we needed, but they will deliver them at no additional cost on the same day. Go local. CMI online, CMIclean.com.
Up to 76, down to 52 with partly cloudy conditions, a little overcast right now. 79 the high tomorrow, down to 60 again, partly cloudy. More clouds and a chance for showers on Wednesday, especially in the morning. High 79, low 54. Back into sunshine on Thursday with a high 74. 64 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, 25 before 8. I'll be attending the funeral of Louise Turpin later this morning. I believe, Diane, you're going too.
Yes, I am.
Jim Turpin, very important figure in my life. He hired me at WDWS back in 1984. And, of course, Louise I've known since that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away last week. She had had quite a few health issues the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Louise Turpin, and I was thinking about her, and I said, you know, I can't ever remember seeing Louise Turpin without a smile.
That's right.
Can you ever remember
eyes.
Her without a smile?
I can't.
I can't either. And what a life and what a legacy when you were so kind. She was so active in the Men's Safe House, so active with mental health issues, so active in this community.
Developmental Services
DSC,
Center.
DSC, you bet.
You know, fighting because of her brother Joe and things like that, there were so many things that she really felt passionate about. And again, Safe House, Substance Abuse Free Environment.
Yep.
She asked me to MC that. You know, it's been 15, 20 years now, and I'm still doing that gig. So the ripple effect on the work that she's done with the Presbyterian women of First Presbyterian Church in Champaign has been very impactful on our community.
And that's where the services then following a reception after that will be this morning, First Presbyterian in downtown Champaign just off of Church Street. Church in, is that state going the other way?
I believe so.
Okay.
And it mentions in her obituary about 150 handwritten birthday
yep.
anniversary cards each year to loved ones. And your family receives
all the time. Yeah. she did that. She was so thoughtful. She just a lovely lady. I think lovely is a good word for her.
Agreed.
Lovely lady, Louise Turpin. May she rest in peace. And God bless. Prayers with the Turpin family. And again, Jim and I have known each other quite well for, 35 years. And to lose your life partner for, they're married 60?
Yes.
Something? Years? And, of course, his daughters, Jim and Louise's daughter, Chris and Jane. And Jane, of course, well-known in our community,
mm-hmm.
Jane DeLuce.
Got the Women of
yep.
Distinction honor with
just
the Girl
a week
Scouts.
Or two ago.
Uh-huh.
And then Joe DeLuce is head of the Champaign Park District, and that's Louise's son-in-law.
And the family wishes to thank Carl Hospice and Evergreen Place for their kindness,
yep.
care, and support.
And Dan Turpin, their oldest
mm-hmm.
son. It's the second oldest.
That's right.
Okay, and again, prayers with the Turpins. ESPN 93.5, it's 8:38.
Jay Lehman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, as well as Luther Falls. Don't miss a thing, and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Welcome
to Stone Creek Boulevard, Intermountain.
We talk all the time about how far over the line I think we've gotten in our political talk and correct speech,
mm-hmm.
political correctness and everything. And I think in, accepting behavior, no matter what it is again, one of those things that is kind of a trait to what's happening.
with the verbiage out there and our actions as well, like we allow all this going on in Los Angeles and the homeless and all the problems they're having. The rat population has gone from 2 million to 12 million. I don't know how you do a census for rats, but some of the diseases we thought we had whipped years ago are coming back because the mosquitoes and the rats and all these horrible things. So we're tolerating that to occur on our streets near businesses. And it's tough. Now, I know of a story, and I think I mentioned it on Friday. In our schools, there are some interesting things going on. I know of a Chicago school, this is a firsthand story, where there's a little 7-year-old that tends to act out. And this 7-year-old starts throwing staplers at the teacher and upsetting everything and doing some quite a mess, just an outburst.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher was told by the principal, when this happens, to stand down, to take 25 students into the hallway and wait it out. Just let him get that out. 2.5 hours later, the 7-year-old is calmed down. They go back into the room, and then the 7-year-old has to clean it up. And then they get a check mark for good behavior. Does that make any sense?
Not at all.
You're telling me, and this occurs, firsthand story now. This is not hearsay because I know this person. You're telling me that you're going to take 25 7-year-olds and do something with them till the person calms down? Does that? Nobody knows about this, of course. Except, I guess, friends of this teacher.
Uh-huh.
But just imagine, that's where we are in tolerate. Well, you have to understand, what is that? You don't tolerate that. That child needs help. The child needs another school. The child needs counseling. Whatever the child needs, you can't put 25 out on that. That is absolutely wrong. 2.5 hours, and it happens frequently.
Well, and there's good things that happen in discipline. You learn you can't do that. There's, you know, hormones that are released in your head when you're called out on the problem. Whatever happened to being sent to the principal's office?
Well, no, the principal says you just let them go. I don't know if it's a boy or girl. 7 years old. What's going to happen when they're 9? What's going to happen when they're 13?
Well, what's going to happen next week?
No, and of course, the teacher is quite frustrated because you prepare this lesson plan and you get nothing done. Has anybody ever heard of such a thing? I don't know how Champaign and Urbana schools or Unity High School or St. Joachim, you wouldn't let them do that.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know, though.
There's procedures in place,
they
I'm
have
sure.
procedures, but do you let a 7-year-old throwing staplers and everything else they can get their hands on? Do you just let him get his feelings? What is that? 359-2255, you want to chime in on that? 359-2255, 843.
Don't you hate scrambling on the run for more details and tickets?
All right, we'll do some sports headlines, but we do have to play the recap. It's just an unbelievable weekend from the Cardinal perspective. We empathize with Cub fans. I do anyway, because I don't want bad things to happen to the Cubs. I want them to make the playoffs now as a wild card still, but it's going to be an uphill climb.
First four-game sweep at Wrigley in 98 years. Cardinals win by one run again. Each of the games were like that, right?
Yeah, every one of them.
3-2 was the final yesterday, and let's get your Redbird recap.
This is Ricky Horton along with John Rooney. Paul Goldschmidt gave the Cardinals the lead in the top of the ninth.
The 2-2 pitch for Paul Goldschmidt. Goldie swings and hits it fair. Inside the third base bag down the left field line. Edmund is going to score. Goldschmidt around second base, and he'll hold there with a go-ahead double in the ninth.
And in the bottom of the ninth, Andrew Miller pitched the Cardinals to a victory and a sweep in Chicago.
Horner back in the batter's box, crowding the plate, adjusting the batting helmet. 1-for-3 today, 3 out of 15 in the series, including a home run. The two-strike pitch with two outs, a swing and a fly ball center field. Here comes the Rosarena. He makes the catch. A Redbird winner. The Cardinals are going to play in October.
Unbelievable.
Bears in action tonight. Go Bears, beat Washington. And the game is tonight in NFL action.
Humans have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another week, another great and successful grill and chill with Ben from the U of I Meat Sales Room. I mean, he made us ribeye sandwiches. Well, next up, how do you top that? Well, Ben's going to get you ready for the Michigan game, and he's going to cook bacon cheeseburgers. Did I say bacon? Yes, bacon cheeseburgers, and you're going to be able to join us. You want to come by our station, 2702 Boulder Drive in Urbana, on Monday, October 7th. To get some tasty burgers and even buy a few for your tailgate, it's grilling and chilling with the U of I Meat Sales Room every Monday on the drive.
All right, the little boy that acts out in the classroom, I know of this from Chicago. They allow it to happen? A couple of texts in?
Gary says, Stevie, you know what it is. It's that liberal left. Ridiculous. And then there's another lengthy text that I'll sum up as being, we don't know the missing parts of the story. Like, for instance, maybe the parents are trying several medications and trying to find one that works. Maybe counseling isn't giving the immediate results they need for this destructive behavior. These are really complex solutions. The parents in this community are facing the same situation. And your presentation is likely to have them feeling alienated.
That's the problem. You are alienated, and you should be alienated when a child takes 2.5 hours out of the day. I'm sorry. There's an issue. You have to get the child help. You don't allow the child to completely dominate and take 25 other 7-year-olds. How fair is that? That's the problem. We are insensitive, right? That's the argument. You've got to understand. It's complex. It is. But they're not able to be in a public school. You've got to take them out and get them the help they need. You don't do that and then give them a good checkmark for the day because you cleaned up the mess you created. I robbed a bank, but I gave the money back, so you get a checkmark? Come on, guys. Thank you for the text. And,
all right.
And maybe more tomorrow on this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. ESPN 93.5, all about what you need to know. For the Illini, next with Jeremy Warner.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors.